It's an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany, sitting here with two of my best girlfriends, Kathleen.
Hi.
And Sam.
How you doing?
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
So this week we wanted, well, first of all, we had so much lovely feedback from our last episode.
Mm-hmm.
The what would you tell your 15-year-old self? And I think a lot of really important stuff came out.
It was a kind of a different episode for us.
It's a little more serious than we've done before.
Right? There were so many feels. By the end of it, I was winded.
Yeah.
But you know what? It was kind of refreshing because life is serious and you do have to take it seriously.
Yeah. That's true. I think that, you know, I think that if I was 15 and I had heard a group of people being honest about their struggles, like that would have been really, I think, helpful. So hopefully somebody heard it and it made a difference for them. Go ahead and open that water bottle, Sam. It's okay.
Right? I'm like holding it so far.
There you go.
I'm so parched, guys.
Stay hydrated.
There's an echo. Can you hear it in the mic? Hello. Oh, God, I love this water.
I keep seeing this article online where the woman drank a certain amount of ounces of water every day and changed
the brunette,
her life.
Yeah, with her pony hair and her ponytail. I want to believe that's so true.
She drank like 2 gallons of water every day and she has never been better.
She's like wearing a diaper because there's no way you can not pee all the time.
I know. Non-stop.
Yep, that's true.
So I want to talk to you guys this week about bad date horror. Horrors,
yeah.
Because
do you know?
Yeah, I do. Because there are some good ones, and I know that we all have at least one story.
Mm.
When I was living in Minnesota, there's a coffee company that competes directly with Starbucks. I won't say what it is because I don't want to get in trouble. But I was at that establishment, and the barista handed me my receipt. And then he was like, oh, wait, there's something missing on that receipt. And I said, what? And he took it back and he's like, my phone number.
Oh, my God.
So he wrote his phone number on it and handed it back to me. I know.
That's kind of smooth, actually.
It was actually pretty smooth.
I like that. Did he give you extra foam, too?
Oh, obviously.
Yes.
So this was years ago. This is when I was still living in Minnesota. So he hands me the receipt. Whatever. He's cute. So I called him and we ended up going on a date. Now, this is when there was a movie that had come out and I was showing in like a theater that was randomly showing it. It was called Coffee and Cigarettes. And it was this like art house film.
That.
Yeah.
Mm.
Black and white art house film. And so he invited me with all of his buddies. So it was like 7 guys and then me. And we go see this movie. And then after the movie, it's pretty good. We go to Perkins because that's where you go after a date in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And I'm sitting with all of his buddies and they are just the foulest human beings. Like, they're just telling horrible derogatory jokes about women and like bitches and talking about like crazy girlfriends and just sort of
not even caring that you know, a crazy woman bitch girlfriend or whatever they want to categorize it is in their presence.
Yeah, who they've never met before.
And you're puts you in a tough situation because even if you like the guy, you can't get up and say, hey, I'm not into this conversation because you guys are being gross, because then forever and out, even if you have a great connection with this one guy, to his friends, you're the crazy bitch.
Exactly.
Who didn't want to listen to them pal around.
Exactly. And keep in mind, like, this is Eau Claire. There's no public transportation.
Yeah.
So he was my ride. So I'm stuck.
Oh, shoot.
So afterwards, he was like, you know, let me take you home. And so he puts me in his car. He locks the doors. You know, we call them the date rape locks, where they go ka-chunk and all of them lock and you can't open it. He starts to drive me home. And we're a pretty significant distance away from my house. And as we're driving home, he tells me how he, at one point, had been sent to military boarding school by his mother.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, you know, that's crazy. Why did you get sent away? Oh, I sexually assaulted my girlfriend. Okay. So now I'm...
What? Get me out of the car!
Yeah, so it's like 11:30 at night. It's pitch black all around me. I'm in a part of the city I don't know, in a car with a guy who has admitted to sexual assault. And then we get to my house and he leans over and he tries to kiss me. And he has, over the period of the evening, a giant herpes sore has started to form on his lips.
Everything is wrong.
Yeah. And he looks at me, he's like, he goes, can I give you a kiss? Oh, this isn't herpes. And
no.
I
said,
it's leprosy. Don't worry. It's not herpes.
And I said, oh, no, you know, no, thank you. And I got out of the car, luckily. That was the worst date I've ever been on.
That's awful.
It was really bad.
This is for you. That's terrible.
That's literally my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
The herp?
The herp and sexual assault. Right?
Oh, boy.
Like, why do you
the
admit
herp,
that?
The herp, sexual assault, and misogyny. You had a trifecta of a date going on.
It was terrible. Why do you admit that on a first date?
Jeez.
Especially.
You know, there's this I have this thing with people, and I used to do it too. It was such a crutch, where when you first meet somebody new, you open with the story that makes you look kind of badass.
Oh, yeah.
And which is what he kind of did, telling you that he went to military school. And I'm at this point in my life, I don't respond to stories like that anymore. Because I'm like, you know what? I don't think that that's cool. Maybe I did once upon a time, but there are people still, like, you know, throughout their whole lives. Maybe there's wonderful things about them that, you know, they volunteer, they help animals. And the one thing that they'll tell a stranger is, oh, you know, I was arrested once for XYZ.
Yeah.
As if that one moment defines
you. Yeah, and
not everything that you do regularly, but that one blip in your life.
Let's start a trend where people introduce themselves to someone new, or they go on a date, and the first story they tell about themselves is, you know, when I was 10, my grandma fell, and I was there for her, and I helped her up, and I called the EMTs. You know, something like
that.
That'd
be great.
Yep.
Right? Like, I love my family. I never tried to kill or rape anybody. That'd be neat.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be fabulous.
That'd be neat. Wow. First of all, I think that's the first time I've heard neat used genuinely in like a decade.
Someone called me out on using the word neat yesterday on Twitter.
That's neat.
It's neat.
I like that.
I'm bringing it back old school.
Your outfit is very sharp looking.
I like your slacks.
I like your dungarees.
Dapper the two of you. So wait a minute, Kathleen, we know that you've been wifey'd for a while now. You met Neil at a very young age.
Yeah.
But has there ever been in your dating period something that he did or that you did that you're like, this might be trouble or this might not work out?
When I was a freshman in college, I had this boyfriend for a pretty short period of time, like 3 months or something, 4 months.
The pre-nail period.
Yeah, the pre-nail period. And I understand when you're in college, you're very, very, very poor. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, what do you go on a date? You like maybe go to the movies, but even, you know, movies now are crazy expensive. Back then they were still expensive.
I used to go to Target on
Target,
dates.
Target, yeah. Or you just like would walk around, you hang out, listen to music, especially when you live in the dorms. Well, this guy and I, my boyfriend at the time, I was like, let's go to Starbucks. Let's go get coffee. Yeah. And so we went, we walked to Starbucks and I ordered my drink. And I didn't expect him to pay for me. Like, it was very 50-50 back then.
Right, right.
And he didn't order anything. And I said, well, are you going to, like, we're here. Why don't you get something? Like, I'll buy it for you.
Right.
And he goes, no, I'm okay. I have this coupon for Dunkin' Donuts. We'll go there after.
Oh,
so I
gracious.
Proceeded to spend the night sitting in Starbucks, drinking my coffee as fast as I possibly could, like hoping that it
like
would cool
it's
down.
Awkward.
Because I couldn't wait to get out of there. Unfortunately, on the way back to the dorms, the Dunkin' Donuts was there, and I had to go in with him. Like, I didn't want to be like, "Hey, give him the middle finger and walk away." And be like, "You're too cheap to buy a cup of coffee and sit with me and talk with me. You have to
and
eat
you
your
offered."
Coupon.
So it's like that's what's really weird to me. That's the weirdest part is you were polite enough to be like, "Hey, I'll get you a coffee." And he's like, no, I'm going to wait to use my coupon.
I think in general on dates, even if you're in college, coupons are maybe not the best idea to use on a date unless you've been together for years.
Yeah, maybe a while. Because I had something similar happen where he invited me to a movie and then it was also 50-50. I paid first and then he paid with a free movie coupon.
Oh, my
and that just,
God.
You,
oh, no.
Right?
No.
And that just felt a little weird. And I brought it up, I think, actually to the big show not terribly long ago. And they were all like, yeah, it's fine.
No.
Like, I don't think that felt weird.
That's not fine.
No, it's not.
So at that moment, I knew that this guy and I weren't going to work out. We continued to date for a few weeks after, but
yeah.
You were looking for the out after that.
I mean, it's been like 13 years since this happened, and I still remember him as the guy who used the coupon.
You're still not over it.
But
there's other things that define him.
What about you, Sam? Sam, I feel like you have 100.
Unfortunately, I kind of do. Two stand out the most, though. So I was dating this guy for about 2 years, and we were in college, and he was like saving up for some really important moves in his future, so he did not pay for me for things, which I was fine with. And then he got this job and fell into a crap ton of money from it, thankfully.
Yeah.
And invited me over to his place because he got a new space and he was painting. I was with him. I helped him like take shellac off of wood. I was painting with him. Like, it was such a fun date. He was showing me off all these like cool things that he like got himself and everything. These $200 boots he was so proud of. And then we went out to Surf Taco.
Delicious.
Not the most expensive place in the world.
I love Surf Taco.
Samesies. I was very excited. He orders his and then goes to pay for it. And right before he like hands the cashier the money, he humiliates me by going, oh, you did come over and help out. Did you expect me to pay for you too?
No.
In that same exact phrasing. And I got furious. I was so angry. Like, the fact that you have to ask that I did all this, you just bought yourself so much stuff, and you're not going to take your girlfriend out to lunch right now. And you're going to have the balls to announce it in front of people? The cashier was embarrassed for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, nope, I can continue paying for myself. And I did. And it turned into a problem later.
Yeah.
It was. We did not last much longer.
No. I'm actually glad he said that so other people could see what a douche he is.
That was so uncomfortable, and he didn't have any expressive, like, oh crap, on his face afterwards. Like, he just thought it was the most normal thing.
That's one of those moments when you wish you were holding, like, a cold drink so you could throw it in their face and walk away.
I took off my satin glove and I slapped him across the face with it.
Have you guys ever thrown a drink in a guy's face?
Not no. for real.
Really?
Have not you, for real?
I was in a I was doing a like a independent film where I got to do it,
okay.
But I've never actually gotten to do it for real. Have you, Kathleen?
You know, I haven't, but in eighth grade, this guy was teasing me, and he would take my lunch and run around the playground, and he gave it back to me finally. I opened it, and my Go-Gurt, you know, those like tubes filled with yogurt, had come open a little bit.
Dick.
So he like came, he walked over to me, and I put my Go-Gurt in his face.
What a waste of a Go-Gurt.
But you know what? Like 5 minutes before I put my Go-Gurt in his face, he's like, I think you have a mustache. I'm like, oh my God. It was not a good day. It was a really bad day for 13-year-old Kathleen.
Good for you for squirting Go-Gurt all over him.
I know. A waste of a Go-Gurt. Damn, that was delicious.
Was it strawberry? Please don't say
strawberry.
Damn it, Kathleen.
Strawberry banana.
Oh God, that's some good stuff.
I know.
I did embarrass myself once though pretty badly on a date. We were at... Oh, God, all of these terrible memories are flooding to me right now.
Okay, breathe deep. Put your head between your legs.
Whew, this was a fun
one. All right.
Okay, so we were at a bar sitting on the high top tables, and I'm a short person, so my feet aren't touching the ground. They're, like, swinging back and forth.
So you're like a little kid.
I'm a little child. And he said something smart-assy, and to try and be funny, I went to, like, punch him in the shoulder, which I do pretty regularly, but I was drunk, and the high top chair was wobbly, so like I went to punch his shoulder and he moved the slightest amount and I missed and I fall off of my stool and like hit like the woman in the back of the chair behind me. Like, I am so sorry. There was no recovery.
No.
Like, we just laughed and I didn't know him that terribly well, so it wasn't something we could make fun of each other for a long time. Like, he just accepted the fact that I was mortified and we moved on.
Oh, dear God.
After, like, periods of strong laughter.
I hate being embarrassed. And that's the dumbest thing because no one likes being embarrassed, but I will cry. If something embarrasses me, I'll laugh it off, and then I'll go home and just cry.
What was the last thing that you did that embarrassed you so much that you were really feeling it?
It was at our Christmas party this year because everybody was leaving, and I was sitting on a bar stool, and it was the end of the night. And I had been pretty good about, like, measuring my drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And so Scary, one of our producers, was leaving. I leaned in to hug him.
Yeah.
And he pulled away, but I was still holding him. So I slid off my bar stool, and the bar stool crashed to the ground. And Elvis was like, oh, Bethany's wasted and fell off her bar stool.
God.
And like
set
it on the air the next day and everything. And I was so embarrassed because that's not what had happened.
Right.
But everybody thought that's what had happened.
Nuts.
And so I was like so upset.
You heard it here, folks. That's not what happened.
It was not wasted.
Erase the thoughts of that show. It wasn't what happened.
Yeah.
Recently, Elvis, our boss, took us shoe shopping. I mean, so generous. We went to Saks Fifth Avenue. I got these amazing heels. And I came back to the office and I'm showing our coworker Greg T. I'm going, look at my shoes, they're so amazing. And he's going, those look cheap. Those are discount shoes. Blah, 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 blah. And he walks by my desk again and I'm on a conference call and I thought I was on mute. And I said to him, well, I'm gonna take these shoes and I'm gonna shove them up your ass. And then I hear snickering in the background. I hear hee hee hee. And then I just said out loud, is my mute button not working? Someone was kind enough to tell me, no, my mute button was not working.
Oh my God, that's wild.
I had to kind of backtrack and apologize.
It's a bunch of higher ups.
I love that. Good for you.
Luckily, there was just people with good sense of humor on the call.
Good recovery.
But, oh my God.
Oh, wow. I'm like nervous because it's been a long time since I did my, yours. You both of yours was kind of recent. It's been a long time since I've embarrassed myself enough.
You and have one coming.
I'm scared now.
But they can really stick with you. I mean, it doesn't matter how long ago it happened. It can really stick with you forever.
I did have one from camp when I was about 10 or 11 years old. It was after this. I see it from my point of view. Yes, it's sticking with me still. I was leaving the dressing room after swim time and everyone, you know, their camp groups are like in straight lines and they're walking by me and it's like a movie. Everyone's quiet and staring at me. I'm like, what the hell? And I look down and I forgot to put my pants on. Like, it's just Sam with like flower underwear. I had them draped over the locker.
Like, oh my God.
I ran back in. No one was laughing. Everyone was just like,
oh my God. She's going to remember this in a long time.
She's going to be talking about this in her adult years one day in a podcast, I can tell.
Camp is so fun, man. To be 11 years old again.
To be 11 years old, sans pants.
Yeah.
Those are the days.
I never went to camp, but I imagine it's a lot like I saw on the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Keep that going for me. Would you mind?
It was...
sang and stuff, right?
Yes. Yeah, we did. I went to space camp.
Oh.
It was a commercial on Nickelodeon. It was also a Mary-Kate and Ashley movie, and I was obsessed.
Oh, how could you not?
So I had to go. So when I was 13, I was given space camp, and it's a week long. It's in Alabama. There was a couple. There was one in Florida, too. And it was the best time of my life.
What were you? What was your role?
Mission control.
Oh wow. I can totally see you doing that. I love a woman in charge.
And you get to, like, go into this contraption that makes you feel like it's anti-gravity, and you got to we got to scuba dive and build a probe underwater.
You built a probe?
Yeah, it was actually really fun. Really, really fun.
Do they do space camp for adults, or is that just called NASA?
Oh, I'm sure we could get in either way.
I think they have it for adults.
Do they?
I'm almost positive that they do.
I think that we should legit do that because I would very much like to, but I would never pass any of the exams to actually become an astronaut.
We can make a vlog. We can video it for the podcast.
Yeah, we should go to Huntsville, Alabama. I think we're on in Huntsville, actually.
That could be my embarrassing time.
Yeah.
Now, I get really sick in weightless situations. I know this. Shut up.
Then maybe you should be like the physical therapist for the astronauts.
Every time I'm in a weightless situation,
you know,
I get really sick.
Whenever they happen,
obviously.
Those anti-gravity chambers are just so accessible these days.
When I walk through a hallway and all of a sudden, whoop, and I'm on the ceiling, I get real sick.
Can you imagine if like you had to focus on gravity, but you were the but you were the only one. Everyone else, gravity was a thing, but you, no one knew that gravity didn't apply to you, so you constantly had to focus on it. These are things I worry about. What would happen if you got distracted and you hit the ceiling?
Oh my God.
You're outed, you're in charge of making sure everyone in the room with you never tells your secret. What will they have on you?
We need to call Mel Brooks because Bethany just wrote a screenplay.
Yeah. It's like a thing.
It's about a movie where some people have to think about involuntary actions.
Yes.
And how it affects their lives.
Imagine
having to think about blinking. You're walking, you're like, blink now. Blink now.
Blink now.
No, but you're talking to somebody and you're like, okay, now there's a good time to blink. And blink.
Blink now.
That's part of Twilight.
It's like...
Oh, valid.
Because vampires don't blink.
That's right.
She's like, blink.
Well, you know, I was recently watching Heath Ledger as the Joker, and he does this thing where he puts his tongue out where he's like licking his lips, and he did it because it made him seem more crazy.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like, it's kind of like forcing yourself to blink. He would be talking and going through a scene, and then he would be like, okay, tongue out now. You know,
that's hot.
It's crazy. Have you guys ever seen that movie?
Yeah, of course.
So take note of his tongue next time you watch it.
I wonder how deep in the character he was at that point. Like, was it tongue out now, or was he actually
doing
in
it
in a place enough where it just happened?
Oh, yeah, God.
Rest his soul.
Oh my goodness.
Oofta.
Yeah, right? Oofta.
He took this on podcast that role. Just took a 360.
For real.
I mean a 180. I mean a 90.
I mean a
45.
Isn't it charming how the British say maths, by the way?
Yes.
We do have to go, but there's a thing where, like, I guess if somebody overseas says math, everyone else goes, like, to fill in the S.
Oh, they'd hate me there.
Oh, yeah.
I'd hiss back at them. I'd misunderstand.
They don't hiss. They're just, like, going,
Do they also say arithmetics?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a great word.
Maths, arithmetics.
I'm just going to take that as what I learned this week. That's mine. I learned this week that they say maths.
They do. They say maths.
That's mine.
Yeah.
I'm done.
All right, Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
I learned nothing.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, my brain was just kind of shut off.
Mm-hmm.
No, I learned that Anne Hathaway was really charming in the movie The Intern with Robert De Niro.
My mother saw that. She liked it.
I mean, the interiors in that movie are really beautiful.
Of course, Kathleen. Yeah, of course.
If you guys have the opportunity to rent a movie this weekend,
yeah,
rent The Intern because it's so cute.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
I learned this week that even though I always say wedges are the sneakers of the high heel world, because they really are.
Totally.
You really don't wear them flying, because I wore them flying on the way home from West Palm Beach this last weekend. Mm-hmm. And I walked so much in them that the next day, do you remember when I texted you guys and said I thought I had the flu?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
It was because my body was my muscles were so tense from walking in heels all day.
Oh, my goodness.
And carrying heavy luggage.
Which is a feat for you, because you wear heels more than the average person.
Yeah, absolutely. I wear them all the time. My muscles were just like tense, and that was why I thought I had the flu. So don't travel in heels, even though they look fabulous.
Yeah. Did I say I had the flu? I meant I had the Chanel.
Yeah, exactly.
When I see someone at the airport in heels, they always think they're famous.
Right?
Yeah.
I think they're crazy.
Like, that person's important and famous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They probably are. Or they're like me and they're an idiot and wearing heels while they fly. All right. Thank you so much for listening this week. We love you so much. Tweet us our thoughts.
Tweet us exactly what we're thinking right now.
Because we don't have a friggin' clue.
Tweet us your thoughts at Acquired Podcast. And we're on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
Thank you for the save.
You're welcome.
You, Kathleen.
Bye, guys.
Love you, Sam.